So dangerous for the Rangers. Panarin in front. Shot. Oh, Domas! What a stop! Absolutely unbelievable glove save in OT. Fox, one-timer. Again, he punches across. Domas sensational at the Bell Center. You cannot script this stuff for Jakob Domas.
À la description, Brian Modrick du réseau TSN sur plusieurs faits saillants d'un match spectaculaire que Jakub Domas est allé remporter face aux Rangers de New York au cours de la dernière saison. Il y a eu de très belles émotions à la suite de ce rappel en provenance du Rocket de Laval pour Jakub Domas qui a finalement terminé l'année et qu'on a même vu par la suite dans les séries éliminatoires face aux Capitals de Washington. Il est désormais sous contrat à un seul volet de la Ligue nationale avec le Canadien pour les deux prochaines saisons. Signature confirmée au cours du week-end. On est bien heureux de le recevoir en ondes ce matin. Je pense que c'était une première à l'antenne de BPM Sport.
Parce que oui, ouais.
Dans le cadre d'une entrevue comme ça. Et on le rejoint à Saint-Louis ce matin. On le fait. On le tire du lit un petit peu plus rapidement qu'à l'habitude, sûrement pendant l'été. Jakub Domas, welcome with us. This is Anthony Marcotte speaking. Happy to have you this morning on our show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So right now we're talking to you. You're in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
So you're spending the summer once again in a place where that you really adopted in an early age when you just came in the U.S. from Czechia.
Yes, I went here to high school, played AAA hockey, or pretty much started my journey in North America here. So I come here every summer to train and kind of just focus on, you know, getting stronger and focusing a lot on the gym part. And it's great. I mean, I like it here because it's really quiet and you can really focus on hockey and getting better. So, yeah, I come here every summer and I think it's a good preparation for the season.
This was a big decision for you at an early age to make the jump in the U.S., a place that you didn't know, and that's why you're so comfortable talking in English, because it's been a while for you making the move and play at an early age. What was the main reason why you decided to came up really early in the U.S. to play?
I mean, I feel like that's where the hockey is the best at, you know, USA, Canada, Canada, USA. I feel like that's the two best countries, or, you know, Canada is probably the better country for hockey just in because it's their sport. So I just feel like coming here in early age can give me more exposure and just learn from the best. So I'm really glad that I could spend the last 10 years in Canada and US and just learning, you know, from the best. So that was the goal to come and go somewhere where I can learn where the hockey is all about, pretty much.
Jakub, let me translate a little bit for French listeners right now. Alors qu'on discute avec Jakub Domas, qui avait fait le déplacement vers les États-Unis très tôt dans sa vie au niveau 3A. Il a émergé par la suite dans différents niveaux de jeu en débutant de la NHL. C'est dans la région de Saint-Louis qu'il se base tous les étés, un endroit qu'il a adopté et à chaque année, il s'y retrouve. C'est un endroit calme. Je peux me concentrer sur la prochaine saison. Il dit que se déplacer vers les États-Unis, jouer en Amérique, c'était dans le but de se confronter au meilleur hockey possible. Je voulais apprendre rapidement et très content d'avoir passé les 10 dernières années à peu près et ainsi apprendre des meilleurs. And now, Jakub, you're under contract in the NHL for the foreseeable future, a two-year contract with the Montreal Canadiens. Are you happy with the way discussions went with the team and having your future assured at least for the next 2 years?
Yeah, the goal was for me at least to stay in Montreal at least for a year, 2 years. So, you know, the length of the contract is perfect. I wanted to stay in Montreal as long as possible. You know, I love playing in Montreal. I love living in Montreal. So, you know, that's amazing that I can stay for two more years. The money-wise part, I'm happy with everything, you know, that I have. You know, I was playing in the AHL last year for not so much money, and I know how it goes to play in the American Hockey League. And, you know, now getting a 2-year one-way contract is a huge accomplishment. I'm really grateful that, you know, I'm able to have this contract. So pretty much at the end of the day, you know, there was definitely some negotiations, but at the end of the day, I'm really proud of me and I'm really happy, you know, that I can play for the Canadiens for 2 more years. And no matter what, I feel like we did a good job and I'm just really excited to start the season.
Jakob qui nous dit que l'objectif c'était de rester à Montréal, parle d'une durée de contrat parfaite, aime beaucoup l'environnement, vivre à Montréal, très content de la manière que les choses ont évolué dans les négociations, et reconnaissant de l'accomplissement d'aller décrocher un contrat à un seul volet. Bien sûr qu'il y a eu des négociations, mais se dit très fier de pouvoir continuer l'association avec le Canadien pour les 2 années supplémentaires. When you're taking a look to your contract, it's a 2-year contract, and now, well, you were able to make the step where you had success from the get-go, an important part of the comeback from the team last year where we didn't know coming through the holidays if the team would still be inside that race for the playoffs. You were able to do the job during Christmas time, and then the team took another step towards the playoffs. So being a part of that environment and having a huge say about the way things went starting during the holidays must have been really something that makes you proud today.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, getting in the playoffs was probably the coolest part, you know, or the best part of my hockey career. That was amazing. And yeah, I'm really proud of the guys. I'm really proud of myself for making it to the playoffs. You know, I joined the team around Christmas and I wasn't really sure, and we weren't really sure what's going to happen, but we definitely, everyone stepped up, and it was exciting for the city and for our fans and for our careers to take a big step. So I'm really excited for next year and see what we can do, because I feel like we have a pretty similar team. So I'm just excited to be part of the rebuild, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be wearing the jersey for 2 more years, as I said earlier.
It was really a baptism by fire, Jakob, when they called you up. They sent you against the best teams in the NHL, and you had success. And eventually, you even played in the playoffs. So as a cup of tea in the NHL, you couldn't ask for more, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely interesting year. I had, you know, it's when you get... Obviously, before the game, you get a little nervous, you know, if you play against Washington, if you play against New York, or if you play against the Panthers, you get a little nervous. But once you step, you know, foot on the ice and the game starts, I felt like myself. And yeah, it was great. As I said, I'm really excited for next year. And we had a good team that helped me a lot. So if everyone, you know, takes a step forward, I feel like we can be a really, really good team next year. And I feel like everyone will be prepared to start from the start. And that would be huge for us to start from a game one. And hopefully we don't need to chase as we did last year.
En conversation avec Jakub Dobesch, qui nous mentionne que réussir à aider l'équipe à se qualifier en série, c'est la meilleure chose qui soit arrivée dans sa carrière. Très fier de ses coéquipiers. J'ai joint l'équipe pendant le temps des fêtes. Il y avait de l'incertitude. On ne savait pas trop sur quel pied danser. Mais très, très fier d'avoir fait partie de la solution et d'avoir réussi à amener l'équipe dans les séries. On a parlé d'une année intéressante. On l'a envoyé vraiment dans la mêlée contre les meilleures équipes de la Ligue nationale, puis a été capable de les battre plus souvent qu'à son tour. C'est évidemment un peu de nervosité d'affronter les puissances de la Ligue nationale, mais une fois que les matchs commencent, je me sentais de plus en plus à l'aise et bien excité pour la saison prochaine. Maintenant, il faudra performer dès le premier match de saison pour éviter d'avoir à revenir de l'arrière pour chasser les autres tout au cours de la prochaine année. Can I ask a question about your relationship that you have with Samuel Montembeau? You guys are sharing the net. Sam is coming back from an important season. I thought that it was his best season yet in the NHL. So how do you see that partnership for second season next year?
No, Sam is great. We were actually talking yesterday. He congratulated me and we had a good conversation over text. So Sam is, you know, a teammate, friend. It's unbelievable. I'm really excited to work with him. And yeah, he had a great season last year. So as I said, we will all want to build up on it and have a good year. And I believe that he will be prepared. I feel like we will be a good duo. And I'm really excited to work with him because he's an awesome friend to share the net with.
Parle de Samuel Montembeau, ils vont former un nouveau duo encore une fois la saison prochaine. On a parlé d'une discussion entre eux. Ils m'ont écrit pour me féliciter. C'est plus qu'un coéquipier, c'est un ami. Je suis heureux de travailler avec lui. On va avoir une bonne année tous les deux et on va avoir une bonne année, souhaitons-le, devant le filet. After the season, Jakob, you guys get eliminated and there was a lot of questions about what would happen with the goaltender situation in Laval. Because the team had the option to send you back in the AHL and it didn't happen. Can you share with us what happened with the discussions? They decided to send Primo back down. He shared the duties with Jacob Fowler and you had the respite and you just went to your vacations. But was there some options for you to play more hockey in Laval at the end of the season?
No, I don't think so. Pretty much the season ended. And I had my exit meeting, and they papered me, but they didn't send me down. So my agent and I, we didn't ask more questions. We respect their decisions, even though, you know, I definitely wanted to play with the guys in Laval because I have a good relationship with all of them, and you know, I've spent the last 2 years there, so definitely it will be awesome to play in the playoffs. But as I said, we didn't really question it. I had my exit meeting and after that I went back to the Czech Republic to see my family. So no matter what, it was a good decision, I feel like, to give the time to those guys. And as I said, we didn't really question it and I just pretty much went home and that's pretty much it. Nothing really crazy or not. I don't have many things to say about that.
Jakob qui nous parle de la situation des gardiens de but au terme de la saison. L'organisation a décidé de l'envoyer en vacances. On avait l'option de le retourner à Laval. Ce qu'on n'a pas décidé de faire, c'est Caden Primo qui s'est retrouvé avec le Rocket. Jakob qui dit, on n'a pas posé vraiment de questions. Lorsque j'ai reçu ma réunion d'équipe à la fin, on s'est serré la pince et puis par la suite, j'ai quitté en vacances. Il n'y a pas vraiment eu de discussion avec l'organisation du Canadien afin de le retourner dans la Ligue américaine dans les séries éliminatoires. Obviously, there's always movement during the offseason. Jakob, the organization decided to sign a veteran goaltender in Kaapo Kakkonen on a one-year contract with the NHL team. How do you see that signature and the Kakkonen's he will be there during training camp, so do you see it like a need to step up your play and just to legitimate your chance to be that second goaltender with Montreal?
I mean, I'm excited, you know, that he's joining us. Every player that joins us, you know, and signs a contract with Canadiens, it's good for the organization, it's good for, you know, the competitiveness in the camp. But this is my third year pro. I feel like I did this every single year, you know, trying to fight for my spot, try to fight for my position. So that's nothing really new to me. I will just come prepared to the camp and try to make the team and we'll go from there. I'm really confident in my abilities. And as I said, I will be prepared and I'm excited for the year, so I feel good. I feel good about the next season.
On va parler justement de l'arrivée de Kaapo Kakkonen qui va amener de la compétition au camp d'entraînement. Jakob qui dit c'est excitant de le voir se joindre au groupe. C'est bon pour l'organisation. C'est bon aussi d'avoir de la compétition lors d'un camp d'entraînement. C'est une troisième année pro. Ça me force à arriver pour me battre pour mon poste au camp. Je vais arriver, me présenter, travailler très, très fort. Confiance en ses habilités et se sent très, très bien pour la prochaine saison. Jakob, since the beginning in Laval, we've seen the way that you compete in front of your net. Clearly, when there's something going on in front of you, you can involve yourself in the play and you don't mind. Physically protect your own net. This is a way for you to battle and the way to be a part of everything. You don't need anybody in front of your net to clear the crease. You can do the job on your side of things.
I mean, yeah, sometimes, but I try to do it less and less. You know, I try to get the guys less involved. I try to focus more on just hockey. But yeah, as I said, sometimes I get physically involved. Depends on the game, depends how the game goes. There's always definitely some plan behind it and depends how person feels. But yeah, that's just me. I don't really know what else to say. It just kind of comes naturally. And as you said, the compete level is always really high. So that's just me. That's the way I play. And I like to win. I like to compete for the guys. I like to compete for the fans and myself. So whatever it takes to win, I'm all for it.
How do you think you will thrive in that market? We've seen you play last year performing at the Bell Center. It took a while before they sent you in front of that crowd. Sometimes you want to play your number one each and every time that you had the chance, but sometimes you need the second string goaltender to have the chance to play and thrive in front of that crowd. And it didn't seem to bother you one bit.
No, from the couple first games, definitely, I said it in many interviews before that the Bell Center just feels absolutely different than any other arena I play with. So you definitely need to get used to it a little bit. But as the games went on, as the season went on, the more I got comfortable, I feel like I start playing better at the Bell Center. So I just feel like it takes a little bit of time just because of how much the fans are involved and how much can you notice it, but I feel like I'm used to it now, so I'm really excited to play there next year because 100% that's the best building in the NHL, and we are really fortunate to have the building, the fans, and the love we get from our fans. So really excited and cannot wait to play again at the Bell Center. I feel like the feeling in our locker room is the same. Everyone loves playing at home, and it's amazing to be playing there. We play 84 games now, or is it 82? So
no,
41.
It's going to start on the next
2 years from now.
Two years from now, right?
Yeah.
So but 82 games, yeah.
Yeah, so 41 games at home, which is amazing.
Jakob qui nous parle justement de son sens de compétition. On l'a vu s'impliquer physiquement. Il défend très, très bien son filet. Ça me dérange pas de m'impliquer, mais j'essaie de le faire de moins en moins. Je veux pas me faire prendre non plus sur des pénalités. Ça fait partie de ma personnalité. Je suis un compétiteur, ça vient naturellement. Et il nous a parlé de l'ambiance au Centre Bell, une ambiance complètement incroyable. Il faut s'y habituer comme jeune joueur, mais plus j'y ai joué, plus je me sentais confortable. Mais c'est un endroit extraordinaire pour jouer le meilleur dans la Ligue nationale. Jakob, I gotta ask you a question about game number 3 against the Washington Capitals. A crazy kind of game, one of the best games in the last couple of years at least in Montreal. That was one slobber knocker, a lot of physicality, lots of goals, two goaltenders getting off for an injury, and you were sent through the fire and you got that W that night. That was a memorable night, and I'm pretty sure that you'll keep in mind for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that was definitely something. I wasn't expecting to go in the net because I don't know. I just wasn't expecting it, and getting put in the net and in a NHL playoffs was definitely. It took a lot of. A lot of effort, a lot of nerves to be able to handle it. So it was definitely not easy. But at the end of the game, when we won, and you know, for a lot of guys, it was a first playoff win. For me, it was a last first playoff game and a win. So it at the end of the game was really cool moment. And watching the videos after, you know, of the fans and how everyone was enjoying it in the city, and just the enjoyment in the locker room that, you know, we are chasing them. There were a lot of things that happened that night, but it's definitely hard to remember everything. But as I said, it was definitely nerve-wracking, but it was a really cool moment, and I was just really glad to be part of it, and cannot wait to do it next year and, you know, make the playoffs again.
Sur le moment, le match numéro 3 contre Washington, parle d'un moment mémorable. Ça prenait beaucoup de sang-froid d'embarquer dans le match alors qu'on s'attendait pas du tout à jouer. Tellement content d'avoir réussi à gagner. C'était tout un moment pour tout le monde dans le vestiaire par la suite, pour la ville, pour les partisans. C'est même difficile parce qu'il s'est tellement passé de choses dans le match de se remémorer exactement ce qui s'est passé. Mais on a tous hâte de revivre des émotions comme celle-là la saison prochaine. One last question for you, Jakob, about the Noah Dobson's arrival in Montreal. This is a legit, at least top four defenseman that you had on the right side, a proven guy, only 25 years old, that's going to be a part of that core for at least a couple of years with an 8-year contract in the books. That must feel exciting for everyone, especially the goaltender, to have a guy that can defend and can involve himself offensively.
Yeah, great. I feel that is really great, you know, for the team and for us goaltenders to have a player like that. I'm really excited to meet him. And yeah, I feel like our decor is amazing. Everything is exciting. You know, everything that happened in all season is pretty cool. And I feel confident in my teammates and in the new signings. And I cannot wait to join them and, you know, play together as a team. So it will be definitely a good season.
Jakob, thanks a lot for your time. The best summer for you in the St. Louis area, and we'll see you at training camp. Congratulations again for your 2-year contract.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
See ya, Jakob.